High jumpers have a hard time when people break their records. They just can't get over it. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that's always looking to raise the bar. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, October 20th. Today in 1968, at the Mexico City Olympics, American high jumper Dick Fosbury changed his sport forever by using a jumping style known today as the Fosbury Flop. Up to this point, the world's top high jumpers used a different move called the straddle to make it over the bar. The jumper kicked up and then sort of rolled sideways in the air to get their trunk and back leg all the way over. As a high school track athlete, Fosbury tried the straddle, but it just didn't work well for him. So instead, he kicked off one foot and turned his back to the bar, arching his back as he went over, kicking both feet high overhead. One reporter described it as a move that, quote, looked like a guy falling off the back of a truck. There were even concerns at first that imitators might end up breaking their necks. Nonetheless, Fosbury used his flop to win the 1968 NCAA high jump title and to land a spot on the U.S. Olympic team. And then, at the Mexico City Games, he jumped 7 feet 4 and 1 quarter inches, an Olympic record and good for the first American gold medal in the event in over a decade. After that, the straddle was out. The world of elite high jumpers moved to the Fosbury flop. And you can learn more about that move at CoolWeirdAwesome.com and on Twitter at CoolWeirdPod. But don't end up flopping on today's show, because we've got another story for you right after this short break.
Would you like more Cool, Weird, Awesome? Like bonuses, extras, and insider info? Then join us as a backer on Patreon. We're offering backers extra episodes, sneak previews, and the chance to add their own messages to the show. To find out more, visit patreon.com/Brady Carlson. And thanks.
A while back, we did a whole bunch of Olympic-themed episodes, and they're all available on demand. So if you like today's story, we've got plenty more for you. Today in 2018, a bus driver in Paris stopped to pick up a passenger who used a wheelchair. Like on many public transit systems, Paris considers wheelchair users priority passengers, so the driver asked the other riders to make room for him. But nobody did, so the driver stopped the bus, told everyone else to get off, and drove away with just one passenger on board. I'm Brady. Thanks for making room for our show today, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.